Hello.
Hey, good morning, Chantel.
Yes.
Chantel, this is Ryan from Veritas Labs. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Hey, I'm glad things are going well. I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. Chantel, this is out of the blue, and I know that this is probably what you were hoping for this morning, a cold call. Can I just have a few seconds, 47 by chance?
Yeah, sure. I'm driving. Go ahead.
Hey, I appreciate it so much. So I will be transparent. I am with a company called Veritas Labs, and I am fairly new here. And I work with a group of founders that essentially developed a product that sits within a hospital's ATS system or a healthcare system's ATS system.
Yeah.
Essentially, the goal of this product is it does not replace an ATS. It sits within it to engage applicants. Doesn't matter when they applied, it sits within that, goes through the data, and then it engages them, reaching out to them, text, email. However, the idea is to streamline the hiring process and to keep them engaged. That way, they don't lose interest, or when the recs may open, they're able to go back and engage them pretty freshly. Wanted to just kind of hear if you guys have any issues with your applicants or if there's any kind of troublesome roles for you guys over there at Spartanburg. And yeah, just genuinely wanting to have a conversation, understand this world a little bit more, understand challenges you yourself face with an ATS and bringing on talent. I know I have a product and that's the solution that we've set out. We do have some people using our product, but yeah, I don't know if you'd feel comfortable sharing or not, just genuinely wanting to have a conversation and understand your world a little more.
Sure. Well, currently I have an ATS that is not very good, that probably a product like yours would be very beneficial. However, I purchased just recently a new ATS that is actually a full talent software solution. So it's got something like what you're talking about built into it. It has a lot of AI intuition built into the entire program. It's a pretty big program. It's a big investment for us. I've shopped it for almost 2 years and we are now in the implementation phase. So yes, a lot of people. So let me give you some heads up. If you're
Please,
looking
yeah.
for people that have basic ATS systems, like let me give you example. UKG, Workday, Taleo, Simplr, those types of systems do not have a lot of AI built into them, and what you're talking about would probably be extremely helpful. If you run across a client who has a true talent solution software is implementing one, it's already going to have what you're talking about, a big chunk of that built into it, and it would not be a good investment given when you're investing in talent solution software, you're making a pretty big investment.
Yeah.
But there are lots of places that do not have a full talent solution software. And Workday and UKG and a few others are what they call like full system
Yeah.
solutions, meaning that you can run your finance, your time card, like all these departments can run off of it. Basically, they have arms to support it. And then you have one true source of data. The problem with programs like that is the ATS is always the last bolt on and it's kind of crap,
Right.
which is why I didn't go with that, right? Because we have UKG in our timekeeping and it's fabulous, but
Yeah.
their ATS isn't good. And honestly, to use UKG or Workday, you have to take their whole solution software to get the ATS because that's really the only way the ATS will work. And they're not very good. I've been doing this for about 25 years. So I've seen lots of different ATSs, solution software, you name it, different vendors, and I've used a lot of them. And that's not to say, like, I think your product has some merit, and I think it probably has some merit in a market where there aren't a lot of what I call fabulous ATSs unless you do something big like what we're doing here. But it's a long-term investment, and given the size of our organization, it makes sense, but it
Sure.
won't make sense for everyone. So
Right.
I do think you have some value there. Unfortunately, you caught me at a time where I already am in the middle of implementation. But
Yeah.
I do think that you could, I think I would stay away from, believe it or not, some of your bigger systems are going to go the cheaper ATS route. And it's not necessarily cheap, but they're not going to do a full talent solution software because they're not set up that way.
Yeah.
You might check out, like, the Atriums and the Novants of the world. Believe it or not, what you have might be valuable to them because they're not in a True Talent Solutions. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Novant uses ISIN. And I know that because I know a recruiter that works there. So if you run it, and ISIN's is a really good ATS, but
yeah,
it doesn't have all the bolt-ons. And just because it has capability, usually larger systems don't buy all the bells and whistles.
Right. No, that makes sense. And this is really good for me to hear. Where I know we work really well is, I think it's kind of what you've described. You know, there's a legacy system, or basically hospitals, huge data. Where we really work well, I believe, is, hey, there's a huge database of applicants from over the years that's just collected. A lot of times the data just gets kind of stale. It sits at the bottom. And really the way LAS kind of works is it goes, hey, you know what, you have all these candidates. When a rec opens, it goes through, looks at, you know, who would be qualified, and then it reaches out to them in real time. Or if somebody applies, it reaches out to them in real time to qualify them and at least get them to the interview. Just out of curiosity, what kind of capabilities does the AI within your new ATS have?
Oh, there's so many. It literally has the ability to help direct candidates to different jobs. It has the ability to age a candidate. So for us, new grad nurses is like, you know, you get a lot of those. Well, it knows when it's not a new grad nurse anymore, can reach out to them, has a lot of ability to reach out and promote jobs like on the net, find candidates, bring them in. It's very intuitive. It has the career site piece. I mean, it goes on and on. And it's customizable, which we're really in the throes of that right now. So it's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
It's no, that's the most impressive system that I have worked with in 25 years.
Yeah. Can I ask which one it is?
Sure. Phenom.
Phenom?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm just very curious because I want to – this for me, like I said, just started brand new, wanting to have conversations. And I'm like, okay, what is out there? I want to know what's out there. That way I know, hey, you know, if it makes sense, does it complement or complete what's, you know, different systems is essentially what I'm saying. Because this doesn't replace an ATS. You understand it. I'm not doubting that. But the goal is, hey, this doesn't replace an ATS. It doesn't replace recruiters.
Yeah,
it,
they're not just an ATS. That's the difference between Phenom. Phenom's a talent solution software. Before they only built their ATS in the last 2 years.
Wow, okay? That's so pretty fresh.
They were talent solutions first, which is what the attraction is. They did a lot of things like what you're talking about. And then they brought the ATS after they had kind of developed the most useful tools, in my opinion. Then they brought in the ATS.
Right. Yeah, and I'd say – oh, go ahead.
No, you're fine. That's really it.
Oh, yeah, I would say, you know, again, I know you guys, this is new and it's a brand new system. I'd say, and this isn't me trying to convince you, it's just, I think the only difference we would probably have at that point would be, you know, you're kind of, with Phenom, my guess is you're probably limited to your database, where LAS would go outside of your database and just, we've created
a database. That's not correct. They go out to, they have multiple databases. There'll be 50 databases that they access. And so here's the other thing. When you're developing, you're investing in talent solutions, you're talking about investing $300,000-$400,000. So someone in my aspect isn't going to invest in anything else right now other than a few staples I had. This replaced a lot of programs that I had. But if you find someone that's just got an ATS or a bolt-on of an ATS, your product's going to be extremely useful. And that person's going to say, I'm not investing several hundred thousand dollars in this. I can add this on. So for me, this is a huge investment, replaces a lot of things. And no, do some research on Phenom. Phenom is extremely impressive in what they do because they do lots of different things and they've been doing it forever. I bought the full package.
No, I pulled it up actually. And just to, I'm very curious. I pulled it up. Again, like I said, I'm new. I want to learn and I genuinely appreciate just your willingness to have a conversation because that's really what I was, you know, wanting to do.
Yeah.
And understand. I want to understand more. And so, thank you.
Have you ever worked as a recruiter?
What's that?
Have you ever worked as a recruiter?
I've actually been a recruiter. I've been on the recruiting side.
I actually worked for a organization that was more, I'd say, in the counselor or behavior health area. I did some contract work, and then before I came here to Veritas Labs, I actually worked as a recruiter doing, it was more so like IT consulting, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Staff augmentation. So I've done that, but I've not specifically worked in the healthcare space is one, I guess, on the hospital side of things.
Well, I mean, recruitment can be applied to multiple places, but from a recruitment standpoint, this goes beyond recruiting. I mean, to the career site, to what reports that it can do for the leaders, there's a lot to it. You know, and there's still other good ATSs out there. Don't get me wrong. ISUM's excellent ATS. I wasn't particularly in love with Workday. I don't care for it. Other people in my realm, if that's what you have to have for your organization, chose it, that's one thing. That's not my favorite by far. Taleo used to be pretty good. I haven't used them in years. Simplar is absolutely horrid. I would never recommend them. You know, so there's some that are better than others. And those are all popular in the healthcare.
It's
become really popular, honestly, because it does all the other systems. So, you know, I look for their ATS to continue to do better just because you hear of them in a lot of healthcare systems.
Okay. No, that's really good. And I know just from, again, I've not even been here at Veritas for a full week, but one thing I do know is one person we had a conversation with, they did have Simplar, and they've became very interested very quickly in our product. Or like you said, because something like us, I think, could in a lot of ways help prevent somebody from needing to replace a whole ATS. It just depends,
Simplar is one of the worst I've dealt with. They used to be Healthcare Source and they got bought out, okay? And ever since then, like, they just have not been able to get it together. And they bought lots of things. Like, they have a CRM that's not worth purchasing because it cannot – they don't have the appropriate servers for it to draft the data from and come back to you. So there's a lot of holes. I think what they were hoping is they were going to do all this and then they were going to get some big clients and it was going to pay for itself. But they haven't been able to do that. They've lost clients like crazy. But if you do find someone who has Simplar, your product would be a definite – boost if they were not investing in something else, right? See, Phenom sells to people that don't have ATS, like what you're selling. They sell products just like this. The problem is they kept doing this, had been doing it for years, had many, many projects, and they said, you know what, we're going to do an ATS too, and then offer the whole thing, which really makes a lot of sense. But like I said, what you have will have value for the right person.
Oh, yeah. And between you and I, you know, again, this is a startup. Our goal is, well, we are in the process of developing an ATS. We're just not there yet. This is sort of our first flagship.
It takes
product.
A while.
Oh,
and you
yeah.
know what? Don't do it until you have something really awesome. And then may I suggest you reach out and create a strong focus group of people that have been using ATSs for years and utilize them to help you in that development stage, because there are things that I absolutely didn't choose ATSs because they could not do certain things. So you just might want to keep that in mind.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, I know this is very random too, and if I can, just because I got you on the phone and you're still driving, one of the things we do have is a podcast at Veritas Labs. I think just based on what some of the stuff you're saying, would you ever be interested in just meeting with our founder and being on the podcast, if that would interest you? I obviously need to clear it with him, but I think even if you're just talking about some of the points, just like, hey, these are some of the things that we like to consider. These are some of the things we wish we, I think even your experience, if you're like, you know, when I got in, this is what I knew. And these are the things I learned to look out for when I was considering an ATS or tools that I found helpful, or really just a conversation. He's got kind of a cool history, helped develop Alexa at Amazon and did some stuff at Upwork. I would like just to connect the two of you. I think you have a perspective and experience that he would find very interesting.
Absolutely. I've done probably about 4 or 5 podcasts in the last year. If you ever heard the Bo and Luke show, I did that one. I've got one coming up actually. So I'd be happy to, you know, and I'm always open to talk shop with someone that wants to talk shop about, you know, ATS or just recruitment in general and healthcare and where it's gone from and what it can do. Absolutely. And I'd be happy to share, like, believe me, this is a long process with Phenom. I had a lot of conversations with them, because beforehand I was like, look, you need to develop these reports, because I said, I promise you, if you're pitching and they're pitching to some big fish and they've gotten them like some really big hospital systems that are like famous for certain things, like, you know, John Hopkins of the world, some of those. And yeah. I said, if you pitch and you have these reports and these things readily available, it's going to behoove you, because they're going to want them. The right. millions of the world are going to want these items. And so, you know, it hasn't implemented yet, but I did a lot of reference checking, really talked around some big systems. I mean, they're all over the place, Texas, everywhere. And it was great, but there's still room for people in the market to do all kinds of things, right? Not everybody's going to buy one product. Just like nobody, not everybody washes with Tide. You know what I mean? and everybody's budget is not a Phenom budget, right? Now, Phenom will dumb it down, but in my honest, just very honest, it was a stretch for me, but I was able to do it because I was able to get rid of lots of things and kind of rework what it was going to do for us. But this is one thing I caution, is that people buying bare bones of anything, right? It's like if you want a Toyota or a Honda, but if you buy the bare bones of it, you may not like it as much, right?
Right.
You got to have some of the bells and whistles.
Yeah.
So
no,
don't tell people on the bells and whistles and then they don't buy them, because then that's a dissatisfier. That's one of the biggest things I've seen, like with software just in general in healthcare.
Yeah, no. Hey, I agree. Well,
it was so nice talking to you. I'm so sorry I have to run to another meeting. I just pulled into my office, but I would be happy to talk to your founder and to have a further conversation or meet for coffee or what have you, or even have you come by the office and meet, whatever works.
Yeah.
You have my number. Yeah. Feel free to text me too. Sometimes I don't always answer the phone, I'll be honest, because it's crazy busy. So feel free to text this number. This is my personal cell phone number.
Yeah. Well, hey, I know you got to go. Thank you for the conversation. I know you don't realize this, but you genuinely made my day, because I just never know how some of these phone calls are going to go. So seriously, thank you. I'm going to throw you in a group text with him. He's not going to be obnoxious. He will genuinely just want to have a conversation and talk about the podcast. But yeah, no, let's stay in touch. Let's stay connected. And I'm glad you did find something that's going to work out really well for you and set you and your team up great.
And you, what did you say your name was again?
Yeah, my name is Ryan Giese. I'll throw you a LinkedIn connection. That way we can do that. So.
Okay, sounds great.
Awesome.
Well, I hope you have a great day and good luck.
You too. Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.